Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation, and afterward, I will explain more about the healing qualities of this meditation. Be sure to listen to our first show, Awaken the Light Within, for a more detailed explanation of the internal light meditation and how powerful this can be for your transformation. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through your body. So let's begin. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. With each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it fills your heart completely, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it grows and moves in all directions throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies. Allow the light to remove any blockages and allow the love and energy to flow through you to each and every red blood cell that is moving through your lungs and your heart, to be filled with light energy, carrying healing energies throughout your body. Continue to see this light as it now fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it now moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your ears, your cheeks, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self. Continue to see the light as it now moves down into your stomach and your diaphragm, healing these organs with your deeper breaths. Continue to see the light as it moves into the small intestine and the large, activating your healing through your light, nutrients, and all energies that flow through you as liquids and foods. Continue to see the light now as it moves into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your tissues, cells, and organs are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you completely with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see the light as it moves into the colon and the uterus, or the sex organs, allowing for healing in these organs of release, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. Continue to see this light as it moves through your hips, passing through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that you desire, all that is good. Continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, and allowing for all excess energies to flow through these cords, to be used by Mother Earth, to be recycled, to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the light as it fills your body completely, now moving through each and every pore, every opening, and now surrounding you in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it now creates a level of protection and healing for you. Continue to see the light as it moves out in all directions, spreading within the room that you are in, within the space that you are in, carrying the beautiful healing light with you, allowing for all of the colors of the rainbow to be present in this white light as it heals everything it touches, brings it into balance. Continue to see the light as it moves out and spreads around you until you are approximately 6 feet away from your body. And then see this white light as it turns into a beautiful royal blue light. This is an electric blue light, and it is a level of protection. It is as if you have a fiery ring of blue light around you, around the bubble of white light. This blue light will protect you, and it burns off any low vibrating energies that may be in your auric field that may try to enter or exit, to allow for healing, renewal, restoration of your auric field, allowing you to expand in all directions. Continue to allow this blue flame to grow in size, continuing to cleanse all of the area around you. This again is another protection for you of light and fiery energy that helps to heal and cleanse your auric field, that carries all of the impressions and things that still need to be healed that you are unaware of. Allow this beautiful rainbow light, this fiery light, to surround you as well. It is now part of your bubble, and you are beginning to look like a beautiful planet with all these beautiful colors surrounding you. This is your auric field. This is your healing energy. And now see right at the tips of the rainbow light, a beautiful golden flame that completely seals and surrounds all of the light that you have around you. It is your level of protection. It opens the energy of the golden realm to you. Continue to see this energy as it purifies and heals all of the space around you, and allow this to expand in all directions until your complete surroundings are filled with this beautiful healing light. All of these colors, all of the colors of the flames, and they are there to protect you, and they are there to heal you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. Now, for our message today, to be enlightened. Now, this has everything to do with activating your internal light. And the meditation we just did together is the internal light meditation as it is expanded into a meditation of protection. And for each and every one of us who is on this planet today, we definitely need that protection as we walk in the light and carry this message within our hearts. We would love to share that with everyone around us. And so through the light, through these levels of healing that you expand within your auric field, you are actually sharing that heart energy with others through this energy. And it is purifying, it is cleansing, it is healing, it is comforting, and it is open to you at any time. So our message to be enlightened, when we say the word enlighten, we are being very literal. It means to light within. To be enlightened is to light within. And this meditation begins to activate your enlightenment and your dormant DNA. Divine wisdom is stored within your DNA. Spirit calls the dormant strands your butterfly DNA. You have a total of 12 strands, and 10 of them are what some scientists call junk DNA. This is very misleading and completely wrong. Nothing about you is junk. The Creator does not make junk. So Spirit says that humans were altered genetically, and 10 strands of your DNA were turned off or deactivated. But light can reactivate these strands. Everything about you is light, including your DNA, and it is activated specifically by the light of the sun. It's at the same frequency as sunlight. So sunlight unlocks your DNA. But as the day goes on, the frequency of the sunlight changes. And so the morning light is the most beneficial light for you, right before noon. This light contains activation codes for your DNA. And these are called light codes. And we are living in the time of the great shift. So the universe is supporting your awakening through sharing these light codes with you. They are coming in from many different places now, not only our sun. So as you perform the internal light meditation daily, it will begin to activate and restore your light codes to awaken your divine wisdom. Now, this meditation is a tool for your transformation and for your enlightenment. As you awaken your dormant DNA, you will begin to unlock ancient knowledge that is stored within you. It is important to watch your diet on every level. That means physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, because your cells can be damaged by certain foods and drinks. It is also damaged. Your DNA and cells are also damaged by drugs of all kinds, as well as by negative thought forms. So you must protect your DNA in order to become enlightened. Now, I would like to introduce you to what is called Earth astrology. And this is what is now being shared on our planet. It is, to me, actually being reintroduced at this time, because I believe it is a very ancient knowledge that is resurfacing, so that we may be enlightened about ourselves on a deeper level. The following information was received through a vision by a Native American named Sun Bear. When I first heard this information, I thought it was actually profound because it resonated so deeply with me. And it also confirmed many things that Spirit has taught me over the years, and many things that I've never heard anyone else talk about that Spirit shares with me. So when I came across this information, I just knew I had to share it with the world. I have studied many, many things. And this was a beautiful combination of much wisdom that came from many different sources. It was shocking that Sun Bear was now bringing many of these teachings together at this time. Now, for us being in our modern times, we know of the Western astrology. We do know of some ancient astrologies as well. And I believe in studying all of them because everything has a piece of the puzzle. And as we move forward in our awakening, we learn that we must look into different cultures, different history, different perspectives of history, because within those things, it may be just one nugget, just one thing. You may read an entire book, it may be 400 pages, and you only got one thing out of it. But that one piece, you can now put with your other pieces. And that is how we begin to unravel this mystery that we call life. And because we are now living in the times of what we call the New Age, as many call it, it is not new, but it is very ancient. The wisdom that is being brought forth now is ancient knowledge that has been lost or forgotten. And it is our duty to study, to prepare ourselves for the new earth that we are now creating. And that ancient wisdom that was shared so many thousands of years ago, many of them were prophecies of the time we are living in now. That ancient wisdom is now to be used. It was for us. And so as we hear this information, I want you just to open your heart. And as I say, you know, file it. Just put it in one of those files in your mind. And when more pieces begin to come in, you're able to connect them all together to see the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is always about healing, love, light, wisdom, growth, expansion. It is for us to receive at this time, to unlock our DNA, to begin that enlightenment process that has been forgotten. Enlightenment has become a myth in our modern day times, but it is very real because in those words, you see and hear the words in light, the light within. And as we bring in greater knowledge and wisdom, then we begin to awaken our inner light. And the knowledge and wisdom has to be of a higher vibration, a higher frequency, because of course we can have knowledge about anything. There's lots of different things we can know about. But if it doesn't activate healing, growth, expansion, change in the positive direction, then it's not knowledge that's going to be helpful to you. So you have to be ready to receive the higher frequencies of information. And as we talked about, the sun, the light of the sun, holds this information. It holds information that really is for now, not for thousands of years ago. The sun that is present now is a totally different sun than many thousands of years ago, actually just a few years ago. And if we follow the teachings of the ancient Toltecs, if we listen to the wisdom of the ancient Toltecs, then we are told that we are living in the time of the sixth sun. And the sixth sun came on the scene in full in the year 2021 at our full eclipse that came through. And this eclipse passed through the country of Mexico. And the ancient Toltecs lived in that area. And they were wisdom keepers of so many things, of the dream state, of the unconscious, of the shadow. And we'll get more into that as time goes on, because we're going to access so many things that are going to assist you in navigating your awakening. But at this time, being in the sixth sun, this is a white sun. And the white sun is the sun of the new earth. And each sun that we experience, the one before this was the fifth sun, and it was the orange or the red sun. And we saw it in the sky. It was orange, or it was, you know, a deep yellow color. And now when you look at the sun, it's white. And it's white because our sun has been reborn. We have actually gone through the reincarnation of our sun. And it's amazing because there's no recorded time on the planet that the people that lived on the planet were able to exist and stay on the planet through this shift. Usually the people were destroyed, the civilizations were destroyed. And it's because with each sun, a new consciousness comes in. The sun gives us our consciousness. And so this is why we are called solar consciousness. We are incarnations of the light of the sun. And we bring this solar consciousness to the earth, to wherever it is that we exist in this universe or this multiverse. The sun is the logos, is the mind that gives us. It is like the God energy. And so this is why many ancient cultures, some believe they worship the sun, but it's not necessarily that they worship the sun. It's just that they were aware of what the sun represented and the energy of the sun. And so today we see the sun is just something to harness, maybe harness energy from, because we have solar panels now. But the ancients knew that the sun activated us. And this is where heliotherapy comes from. Many, many different healings come through the sun, just sitting in the sun and knowing how to use the energy of the sun. Making sun tea, putting, you know, a bowl or a jar of water out in the sun, and maybe putting the teas or the herbs in it that you would like to be enhanced by the sunlight. You can even just simply put water in those jars or bowls and sit them in the sun, and the water will be that much more healing. So heliotherapy is something that the ancients practiced. And it is also information that has been lost and forgotten. Over the past 100 years, we've lost a lot of information. But before that, we were already losing much. But now in this time of the awakening, this is being regained. And we are growing and expanding and revisiting lost knowledge. But this lost knowledge was actually forbidden. It was being held by secret societies and mystery schools and things of that nature. So it had to go underground into the mystery schools. And different groups of people held this information throughout the world. And it became the basis for secret societies and mystery schools throughout the world, just to have what is now available to us as humanity, not just as specific groups or specific bloodlines. We are all able to access this information now. And it is becoming more available. You know, we have the internet, we have amazing teachers and researchers and people who are uncovering things, lost books, lost scrolls. There are just many, many different ways that the information is being revealed. And many societies, their job was to keep it for the time that we live in now. And it was forbidden for this information to be released before now. And ever since the 1991, when the sixth sun came on the scene, if you go back and look and you start to see the books that were beginning to be released at that time, and all of the very occult knowledge, and occult simply means hidden knowledge, that started being revealed to humanity. It actually relates to the sixth sun and the releasing and the freeing of humanity. And so we are fortunate at this time to be on this planet, to be living in the time of the awakening of humanity. But it is also called the Great and Dreadful Day, because it will be great for some and dreadful for others, because it definitely is the time of the split. For those who are ready to move into new earth, or for those who still cling to the old earth, there will be a separation. And we have been experiencing this on our planet. So as we move further, I just want you to be aware that everything we're studying, everything we're going to talk about, is everything that can help you navigate your awakening. And it will be very exciting to learn, to grow, to expand. And I am so excited to share these things with you. So after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the Butterfly Clan. This will guide us into our awakening. We'll be back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now, let's begin to look at the people who were born between September 23rd and October 23rd. These people belong to the Butterfly Clan. And I would like to say happy birthday to all of you. This is your season. You are in your solar return. Many blessings to you. In Earth astrology, you were born under what is known as the Duck's Fly Moon. Your mineral totem is Jasper. Your plant totem is mullein, and your animal totem is raven. The mineral jasper is a crystalline quartz. Jasper can come in many colors, but the form most connected with these people of this moon is the bloodstone, which is green with red spots. Bloodstone was known to the ancients in many places in our world, including ancient Egypt. People of ancient times believed that this form of jasper had the power to transfer the heat of the sun. This is why the other name for bloodstone is heliotrope, which means sun reflecting. This stone has many magical powers attributed to it. Now, I want to talk about magic just for a few minutes here, because today when we think of magic, people get all spooked out, or we get really negative about it. And I want to remove this idea, this connotation of magic. Now, in the old days, in ancient times, magic was normal. They didn't look at magic as being evil or something of this nature, because they looked at everything as having magic within it. Humans carry their own magical powers. Plants carried magic, and the native people called it medicine. They call it the medicine of this totem, the medicine of this animal, of this plant, of this person. And of course, the medicine holds magic powers within it, because when you think about a plant and you think it's just simply a plant that grows out of the ground, how can it be magical? But as you explore this plant and you yourself grow in consciousness and wisdom, you can begin to speak to the plant. Now, of course, the plant doesn't talk to you in terms that we speak to one another verbally, but the energies of the plant begin to share themselves with you in different ways. So when you develop yourself psychically and intuitively, which again, the internal light meditation and other tools help you to do, you begin to communicate with plants and animals on a different level. It's very intuitive. And you have to start trusting yourself of the information that you're receiving. Now, this definitely was my journey, because I was not raised in a magical mind. I was raised in a family that was very religious. But fortunately, my background, our ancestry, has Cherokee, Native American Cherokee blood within it. My great-great-grandfather on my father's side was full-blooded Cherokee. And within my mother's bloodline was the Blackfoot Sioux. And so there were all of these sorts of traditions that were kind of intertwined within our family traditions. We didn't know quite where they came from as children because you just do them. It's just what you do. This is what the parents show you. Everybody's doing these things. And so you just kind of just do them. And so that's how we learn. But as I grew older, I began to learn that many of the things that we were doing were of Native American root, Native American ancestry. And so as you grow and learn and expand, then you begin to see culture a little bit different, because then you see what is American culture, what is Native American culture, and so on and so forth. And since I have grown up in the States, in the United States, this has been my journey. And so as children, we used to play games, and we didn't know that they were Native American games that we were taught, but they were just games that we played. But they taught us about magic and about the magic that's within you. So we always expected to see beautiful things appear or happen in our lives because we were taught about magic on that level. But as you grow older, you start to get indoctrinated into society. And then the magic of your childhood begins to fade. And you forget about all of the things you were taught as a child. And we thought they were just games. But in truth, it was very deep truths that we were being taught through playing games. And I wish that, you know, I had never lost those things. But over time, I regained them, and with a greater love and appreciation for the information at that time, because I was old enough to understand it on a different level. So my love for ancient knowledge probably is just simply from my childhood, because we were taught things that stem from the ancients. And so it's just in my blood that I desire to learn more about the things the ancients knew. And why have we lost this information? Because many of the teachings, even in the Bible of modern times, were taught that sickness is not normal. People aren't supposed to be sick. This is not the norm. Something happened to create sickness. And so I, as a child, always wondered, what is it? What is it that we experienced that created this new reality that we're all in, where sickness is the norm? So as I grew older, and the connection that I had with the inner voice that is very dominant in my life, that I call spirit, this voice was with me as a child. And I always talked to it, but I didn't know that this was outside of the norm for people, because as a child, it was just there. And I thought everyone had this connection. And I thought everyone spoke to their inner voice, because for me, this was like having another parent, because it was always guiding me to higher action, to, you know, not ride my sister's bike without permission, things of that nature. But as I grew older, the voice got stronger. And for some, that could be called magic, the magic of connecting to your inner voice, because it guides you, it leads you, and it shares great wisdom with you. And so for me, as I grew older, again, not knowing, and when I say older, I'm talking about in my teens, my early 20s is when it really became very strong for me. But as a teenager, it would share things with me about my sister's friends, about my mother's friends, about people in my family, things I had no idea about. But as I inquired, I found out that it was true. And so this helped me to trust this inner voice, this inner connection that I had within myself. And so once again, it's about trusting the guidance that's within you, because it will guide you to develop what is natural, what we call magic, but is actually very natural. So as we continue to move forward and study these things, I don't want you to be afraid of that word, magic. And when I talk about magical powers, I'm not talking about Harry Potter, but I am talking about magical things. And some of them are shared in the movies of Harry Potter. So we have to remove ourselves from anything that blocks us from opening our minds to the greater, to the evolutionary stages of humanity. So I just wanted to bring that in before we move forward, because in the time of the ancients, magic was the norm. So the ancients believed that this stone that we're calling the bloodstone, this jasper stone, had the power to stop bleeding. It had the power to make its owner invisible. Now, again, that would be magical, right? Because we don't think of ourselves as being able to be invisible. But this happens all the time. You just don't see it. Sometimes you're standing in a crowd and you're right there and somebody doesn't see you. They walk right past you, or they say, oh, I never saw you. You were there? And you don't think I was invisible? But to someone else that's outside of your frequency, you are invisible. Because we're taught that anything that you don't vibrate to is invisible to you. So just think about that. There's an entire world out there that you are unaware of because you're not vibrating to it. And so this is the journey that we are on now in navigating our awakening. We're starting to learn about these things that were once taboo or unbelievable. But to the ancients, this was the norm. So this bloodstone had the power to make its owner invisible. It had the power to ensure a safe and long life. It had more powers to withdraw poison from your body. If you were bitten by a snake, they would use bloodstone. It had the power to restore lost eyesight and many more things, like the power over bad spirits. Now again, up until the time of the mid-1900s, physicians actually used bloodstone in its pulverized form to stop bleeding. So as we continue to study and learn about more of these things, you're going to see they've been used, documented. So all of it is not woo-woo. It has a lot of science behind it, but most of it has been lost or forgotten. So most of the knowledge of this ancient world that we are coming in contact with now has been lost through time or forgotten. And it also includes magic. And so we have come so far away from our oneness with the universe that most people never experience the magic that is all around us. So now we're going to go back and look at the Raven people that are born under the Duxfly moon. You again are a part of the Butterfly clan. And we'll go deeper into the Butterfly clan attributes. Those are the people of the air. And this is going to be fascinating. So we have many, many weeks to study these different people of different totems. So when you are in balance, and I'm speaking about the Raven people born under this moon, when you are in balance, then you take on the attributes of your mineral, which is jasper. So you really need to do more research on this mineral, because you have the powers and the magic of this mineral within you. When you are in balance, you are a kind, loving, and considerate person. You're truly concerned about the people who are around you. When you are in a state of balance, you have the power to absorb the heat of the sun and to reflect it to others. So this makes you a natural healer. You have the power of the air. So your moods can change rapidly, as well as your thoughts. You are of the Butterfly clan, as well as the Raven. So flying from one place to another is easy for you. So it's important for you to find balance in your life, because it could be very easy for you to find yourself in the depths of depression, as easy as it is to find yourself flying high. You can have great mood swings. And other people may find it hard to understand you because you maneuver through emotions and attitudes so quickly. Raven people have psychic powers. Even if you're not aware of them and don't know how to use them, you have them. You must develop this aspect of yourself through your inner journey of learning the self. These powers will develop once you come to a place of harmony and greater wisdom. When Raven people find balance, they use their special powers for the good of those around them. They are often very talented healers and mediums for the good forces of the universe. You have the ability to attract blessings and the energies of the earth through your mineral totem, Jasper. You should definitely have a bloodstone in your collection, as it will benefit you greatly. Now, the color of Raven people is the brown of the autumn earth. Brown has the ability to unite the power of the earth. It is the color of being grounded and stable on the earth plane while reaching for the realms above. Raven people must learn how to slow themselves down. This will help them find their point of balance. You also have the power of your plant totem, mullein. This, like your mineral, goes by many different names depending on where you are in the world. To our Native American ancestors, this plant was used medicinally for all kinds of lung issues. It was used as a tea as well as smoked to heal the issues of the lungs. This plant soothes the mucous membranes of your lungs. It also helps to relieve your bladder and kidney imbalances, as well as your liver and nervous system issues. This herb is known for its soothing of the lungs and the heart. And through this balancing, the other areas of the body can be helped. So any tea that you create to make a cough syrup should use mullein in it because it's very good at soothing the lungs. Now, Raven people have the same attributes of their totems. And so you carry the attributes of the mullein within you. You can help people soothe their achy hearts and achy minds. You have that soothing quality. You, as a Raven person, can be very soothing. And any ills that people have, it doesn't matter what the cause of it was, you can help soothe them. So people of this totem would do well to keep this herb around for their own use. So now let's look at the raven. This is your animal totem. Now, ravens are known as the messengers of the gods. And in some cultures, they were seen as bad omens. But to the ancient native people, they were a positive omen, especially if seen by a raven person. So if you are ruled by the totem raven, and this is your good luck charm, when you see a raven, it becomes your good luck charm. So they come to you to bring you a message from the unseen world. Now, I was born under this moon, the duck fly moon. And for me, the raven has always been around me. And this was a powerful confirmation when I began to study this material because it was a confirmation for me. Raven has followed me. So they always come to me at times when something is manifesting. They'll call out to me to let me know that something that I've been praying for is coming soon. It is manifesting. So either I'll get a phone call or a letter in the mail or something will happen that will connect me to something I've been thinking about, desiring, and praying about. And it never fails. Whenever the raven comes around me or I hear them call, they always bring me powerful messages. So the qualities of the raven are that they are loyal to their tribe. They are also very powerful birds that have tribal councils, according to the ancients. And when you see groups of them sitting together, it is said that some issue is being decided. So just as we learned that as we move through this illusion that we call life, everything that is outside of us is a projection of what is inside of us. So when you see anything, any animal, then it is a totem. It is a messenger. It's part of the secret messages of the universe. You are being spoken to through these messengers. And so it's a good idea to go look them up. If you keep seeing ravens, or if you keep seeing butterflies, or whatever it is, you should go look that up. And you simply Google it, or however you choose to look it up. There's wonderful books out there as well to be used. But raven totem, butterfly totem, dragonfly, or whatever it is. And you will see so many different beautiful messages. And usually totems are very, very positive. There's always a negative to everything. So there's always a downside. But as I say, life is perspective. And so if your vibration is high and you are, you know, your frequency is in a very positive place, then when you see these totems, they're bringing you positive messages. So I would suggest that you focus on the positive when you go looking for these meanings of these totems, because some people are fear-based and their entire description will be on fear. So just remove yourself from that and move to the higher frequencies, because I do believe the universe is always a positive force. And when we receive these messages, it's guiding us to the higher realms. So with ravens being loyal to their tribe, these people make friendships for life. Usually they're very devoted to their friends and family. And when you are of this clan, of this totem, then the bird itself is giving you its medicine. This is what the Native Americans call it, the medicine of the raven. And the medicine of the raven is giving you balance between humans and nature. And so you see that common thread within these people born under the Duck's Fly Moon is that they need balance. And so it's very interesting how it relates to our Western astrology. But one of the ancient stories about raven, the reason why it's black is because it got burned, putting out the fires that threaten humanity. So isn't that interesting? I totally related to that one. But you, like the raven, are comfortable in both realms, the earth realm and in etheric realms. So you can easily take counsel with the ancients in your dreams, in your sleep, in altered states of consciousness. And you have the ability to work with humans on this earth plane. So you can work with the ills of those around you and help soothe them. Now, balance is the key for raven people. And so you can see where the modern day symbol of the scales comes in for those born under the astrological sign of Libra. This is a powerful manifestation of your power to be in harmony with the self inwardly and outwardly. Because as we talked about last week, the sacred hoop of life, these people chose to come into the sacred hoop at this time. And they are given the medicine of these totems, of the mineral life, of the plant life, of the animal life. And being born under the Duck's Fly Moon is very powerful. There's lots of information I can share with you about that. But the most important things for you to take away today is learning how to be in balance and in harmony with yourself. And then once you find that balance and harmony within the self, it begins to awaken your powers, the power within you to bring forth your medicine to humanity. And that is what we're here to do. We're here to assist humanity in this transformation process, this process of awakening. And raven people are very important to this process of awakening. But before you can help and assist humanity, you must heal the self. And so these tools, these totems that I've shared with you today, will help you. So I suggest that you go forward and research the jasper. Look into that mineral. Purchase yourself a bloodstone if you don't already have one. And if you have one, begin to work with it more because it will resonate with your energy. Now, even people who are not born under this moon, of course, we're all part of the sacred circle. These are part of your attributes as well. And you can see yourself in here somewhere. They may not be more dominant for you, but they are also part of you. So don't feel like I'm just speaking about solely the people who are born between September 23rd and October 23rd. It also includes you. It just may not be one of your dominant qualities. But we are here to expand in consciousness and learn more about ourselves. And this is how we will become more enlightened, by learning more about who we are and different aspects of the self. The light within you wants to grow brighter. It wants to expand. It wants to encompass your life. It wants to be a part of your life. But you have to start developing the light first in order for it to become a stronger part of you. Now, as we go forward into these different groups and clans of people under this Earth astrology, we are going to learn a lot of information that I feel will also help you understand people more deeply. If it's a spouse or a child and you just don't get them, just don't understand them, maybe something that I'll share with you will help you to see them in a different light so that you can see some of their qualities that may not be very dominant because they haven't worked on themselves very much. Just like Raven people, they can be very depressing people to be around if they haven't done the inner work. So it is all about learning, growing, expanding, and becoming more aware of who we are. And that means our other selves as well. It's a beautiful journey, and I'm so happy to take you on this journey. Now, next week, we will dive into the snake people that are born from October 24th to November 21st. These are members of the Frog Clan. This is Earth astrology, and I hope you are enjoying learning more about yourself and those you love from this perspective. So before we go, I want to share some ancient mystery school knowledge with you. And we will make our way into this very gently because this information is very deep. Now, the word Kabbalah signifies traditional knowledge. It refers to oral law as handed down from antiquity and embraces the occult, the hidden traditions of all lands and all people. Often this word is used to refer to the esoteric doctrines of the Jews, but in its broader sense, it includes the secret doctrines of other races. This secret doctrine was guarded and was never permitted to be written down, except as an ambiguous terms so that it would baffle the uninitiated. I thank you for joining me today. We will dive into this further next week. Thank you for this incredible show. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week. Tune into OM Radio for Navigating the Awakening every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with me, Trinace. Together, we will unlock the ancient science of transformation that will help to guide you through your awakening.